Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's have a quick chat with my favorite researcher. His method, nobody does it the way he does it. His name is Dr. John Lott. You can find his stuff at crimeresearch.org. How are you doing tonight, Doctor?
Doing great.
Let's look at one thing that everybody's talking about right now. In New York City, this is on the crimeresearch.org website as well. In New York City, policing matters. The shootings in New York City are up 127%. Are they even open for business right now?
They're partly open for business. I guess the governor just ordered some more closings in hot spots in the city today. But, they've allowed partial opening of restaurants and some businesses there. But it's pretty clear New York's not going to respond, not going to bounce back the way one might hope. I think there's a lot of permanent changes that are going on there.
Yeah, a lot of people have left. With all the people that have left the city, and with all the, It sounds like a fairly restrictive environment as far as just moving around and going places. And yet, is this a result of what's going on with the police? Is this the Ferguson effect? Why do we have this this burst of crime happening there?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with changes that they've been having in police. Police are demoralized. Arrest rates are down. They've had cuts in the budget, about $1 billion in cuts in the police budget that are there. New York has had a low crime rate over time for one simple reason. That is, they've had a lot of police. They've had, I think the peak was around 50,000 police officers. And if you make it riskier for criminals to go and commit crimes, if you make it more likely that they're going to be arrested for committing those crimes, you're going to reduce the amount of crime that's there. And they tried a lot to go and deal with quality of life crimes, so people urinating on the streets or doing other things under Giuliani, they really cracked down on those. Those policies have been greatly reversed under de Blasio, you have the whole environment is changing for the worse.
That's got to be bad. You got to be when you're walking around and you realize that Bloomberg did better as far as keeping people safe than you're doing. You got to sit back and sort of. It just sort of seems like you'd want to reevaluate what you've got going on. Yeah, they have, was it $1 billion they took out of the police budget? Is that what de Blasio did?
Correct. Fairly large police budget to begin with, but,
right.
Still $1 billion. Probably a greater consequence is things like the undercover unit that dealt with gangs and other things. They've closed that down. They put a lot of other restrictions on the police, which makes them less effective, less efficient than they would have been otherwise. So it's not too surprising that if you make it less risky for criminals to go and commit crime, particularly people who are involved in a lot of violence like gangs, you know, you're going to see more of that type of crime. And they've been ordering them to stand down. Anybody who's watched the videos of New York City when you had kind of the rioting and people were breaking into jewelry shops and other things that were there, you know, and a lot of the violence has targeted Jews, whether it be synagogues or other places in the city have been attacked. So, I mean, it's been a sad state of affairs.
I look at that, and at the same time, now I know that you just published your regular your annual handgun permit stuff, but the uniform the universe whatever the FBI crime report is, the UCR that they have come out,
right, uniform this, crime reports.
Even with all of everything that we've got going on, it seems like when I'm looking at the numbers are still going down.
Well, that's for last year, right?
Right.
I mean, the changes that we're talking about, the Uniform Crime Report for 2019 just came out. You know, these come out with a lag. And so, you know, it won't be until about a year from now that you'll get kind of the official crime numbers for 2020.
Right. Do you think when that happens, when they look at 2020, when they come back in 2021, they will use this as... See, now the number of guns, all these guns, because I read somewhere now that they think there's 10 million new gun owners in the United States.
Well, I mean, the Bloomberg people and other gun control groups are blaming the increased violence on the increase in gun sales this year. It seems kind of silly to me. I mean, you have to ask why people are buying more guns. And they're buying more guns because of the threats of crime. I mean, earlier in the year when you had the coronavirus cases, you had police not being able to show up. Police were being ordered not to respond to many types of calls. You had large numbers of inmates being released from jails and prisons from across the country. I mean, places like Baltimore and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Chicago, you could have anything from like a third to a half of inmates being released from the jails there. And, you know, it's understandable that people were concerned. You had places like Detroit where over 20% of the police were either sick or in quarantine. You had police departments where they wanted to minimize contact between police officers and victims because of fear that the police officers might get the disease. You know, you had a whole range of things that were going on. People were worried they weren't being protected. And then, of course, when you had the riots and you had police being ordered to stand down, when you had budget cuts for police officers, when you had police officers having non-lethal methods taken away from them, which makes it riskier for the officers and also riskier for the people that they're having to deal with. I mean, there's a reason why non-lethal methods had been developed to go and handle violent criminals. You know, it's, look, you and I have talked about this before. Police, anybody who's read my academic research knows that I think police are extremely important in reducing crime. I think they're the single most important factor. But I think the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And that raises the question about what people should do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves. And simply telling people to behave passively is pretty bad advice. By far, the safest course of action for people to take is to have a gun. And it's not surprising, then, that you have lots of people who didn't own a gun to begin with, going out and doing. Because even under the best of times, police virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crimes occurred. Police understand that themselves. And we're hardly in the best of times right now.
Hang on for me, Doctor, if you would. We're coming up on the first break. John's website is crimeresearch.org. It is the Crime Prevention Research Center. His latest book is Gun Control Myths. And you can find that at Amazon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And you did just publish your concealed carry permit annual report. And there's a slowdown, but there's a reason for the slowdown.
Right. We only had about 820,000 new concealed handgun permits that were issued this past year. And that's the lowest amount since we've been recording these things for the last 7 years or so. And I think there's one main reason why that's occurred, and that is a lot of states have shut down their approval process for new concealed handgun permits. You've had a huge increase in gun sales, and my guess is if they had allowed people to go and get concealed handgun permits, you would have seen a similar increase in permits. But, you know, from states from Georgia to Florida to, you know, across the country, particularly states that are run by Democrats like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Minnesota and places like that, you've seen huge drops in the rate that they've been approving concealed handgun permits after the coronavirus hit.
You also make mention of the people that live in states where they've adopted permitless carry or constitutional carry or whatever.
That's
they
right.
call that.
Yeah, right. So you have 16 or 17 states, depending upon how you want to define it, that have what are called constitutional carry rules, which means that you don't need to have a permit to be able to carry. There's 16 states, and then Montana. Montana, you don't need a permit. You only need a permit within the six cities within the state. And like about 99.4% of the state, you don't need to have a concealed carry permit in order to carry. And what you find is that, virtually the only reason that people go and get permits in those states is if they're going to travel outside the states and they have reciprocity with the neighboring states to be able to go and carry. And but if you're somebody who mainly just wants to be able to carry around your home or your business or, you know, generally where you live, there's not a huge reason anymore to go and get a concealed carry permit in those states. I mean, why pay the fee? Why go through the process if you're not going to be carrying a gun outside of your state? And you've seen a drop. You've actually seen a drop in concealed carry permits in those constitutional carry states. That explains some of it, but it doesn't explain the big slowdown. And that's I think primarily because of the coronavirus shutdowns.
What do the numbers typically look like when we don't have coronavirus? What kind of addition would you see?
Well, I mean, we can look at the last few years. I mean, for example, in 2019, you had about an increase of 1.4 million over what it had been the previous year. In 2015, there had been an increase, I guess, about another million and a half that you had had. You were having increases that were almost twice as large the last few years. In fact, it was actually getting larger and larger for a while there. So it's a pretty significant change. 3 years ago, I guess there was about a 1.8 million increase in the number of concealed carry permits. And the year before that, it was 1.7 million. So to have 820,000, that's a sizable reduction in the increase.
Right. Is there any sort of data on how many people carry in these constitutional carry states?
Well, you know, the only way we know, I mean, we don't know the number of permits. I mean, the number of people who carry, we know the number of permits. There's a survey that was done by Pew a few years ago that indicated that you're talking about 6% of the adult, 5 to 6% of the adult population would regularly carry a gun, either all or almost all the time. So if you look across the country right now, we're talking about something like about 7.5% or so of the adult population has a concealed carry permit. If you look outside of New York and California, you're talking about a little bit over 9% of the adult population has a permit. But, of course, given that you have these 17 constitutional carry states, you have a lot of people who are carrying who don't have a permit. One of the things that's interesting, when you move to constitutional carry, one of the concerns has been, well, you know, people won't get training when they go and carry. In fact, we have data from a couple states that we talk about, where Idaho and Kansas, where it's very clear that there was a large increase in the number of people taking concealed carry classes after they moved to constitutional carry. You have over a 20% increase in the number of people going to classes. So it's not too surprising. I mean, as the cost of being able to carry goes down, so whatever it would be, you know, $75 or whatever for the permit goes to zero, you have a lot more people that carry. And you had a lot of people who were concerned about doing the right thing. I think they realized that when a law-abiding person carries, if they do something wrong, they have a lot at risk. I mean, it's easy to unfortunately become a felon if you behave improperly there. And so people who have a lot to lose, you know, have an incentive to go and learn what they need to do in order to not run afoul of the laws that are there. I mean, one of the things we also point out, we have data in the annual report on how incredibly law-abiding concealed handgun permit holders are. What you find is that they lose their permits for any type of firearm-related violation at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. It's a rate that's much lower than for police. Police are rarely convicted of misdemeanors or felonies. They're convicted at about 1/20th the rate of the general population.
Right.
But permit holders are convicted at about 1/10th the rate the police officers are.
Let me get you to hold it right there. Coming up on the break. CrimeResearch.org is the website. Go check out the book, Gun Control Myths. Talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election. The president added he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market did not respond positively to that news, with the Dow dropping significantly in the final hour of trading to close 378 points lower, shaving 1.3% off the day's gains. The S&P 500 ended the day down 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6%. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive for COVID-19. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs to quarantine at home. This is USA Radio News. The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the economy is recovering better than expected, but that progress could be easily derailed. Jerome Powell told the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday that containing the spread of the coronavirus is a large factor in keeping the economy recovering.
The recovery has progressed more quickly than generally expected. And the most recent projections by FOMC participants at our September meeting show the recovery continuing at a solid pace. The median participants saw unemployment declining to 4% and inflation reaching 2% by the end of 2023. Of course, the economy may perform better or worse than expected. The outlook remains highly uncertain, in part because it depends on controlling the spread and effects of the virus.
Florida voters will get more time to register after the state's voter registration website crashed at the deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said heavier-than-expected traffic around Monday's deadline crashed the site, so voters will have until 7 p.m. Tuesday to register online or in person at election, motor vehicle, and tax collector's offices. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. I've never really looked at it in this detail before, but you, on the website, you talk about the percent of guns that are ever used in crime, suicides, or accidental gun deaths, and it's really quite a low percentage, and yet aren't those the things that they use, aren't these the emotional arguments they make for when they argue for gun control, is crime, suicide, or accidental gun death, children killing themselves with guns and stuff like that?
Sure. Well, I mean, tragedies do happen with guns. Guns can make it easier for bad things to happen, but they also make it easier for people to protect themselves and prevent bad things from happening. You know, you're talking about something like about 4/10 of one, we don't know the exact number, but it's something around 4/10 of 1%. So it's 40% of 1% of guns are ever used in a crime or a suicide or an accidental gun death. You know, some of the numbers that we go through, I go through there, and we have a post up also on our website. Just looking at a couple different products, you look at motorcycles. the probability of a motorcycle resulting in the death of someone is 0.05%. The probability that any individual gun will result in a death, either an accidental death or a suicide or a death from crime, is 0.008%. So it's, you know, not much more than one-tenth of the rate of deaths associated with motorcycles. You know, and you can look at accidents or cases where people are injured and having to go to emergency rooms. You know, motorcycles are like more than 100 times higher. Bicycles are more than 100 times higher. You know, so I don't think people kind of appreciate kind of the low rate that you have problems, you know, with any individual gun that's there. We have a lot of guns. We have about 400 million guns in the United States, according to at least some estimates. But you have to kind of adjust for, you know, just like you look at per capita rates of crime and what have you. You want to know what's the probability that any individual gun is going to be used in some way that's going to harm people. And, of course, most of those deaths are suicide. You know, about 70, if you look at murders, accidents, and suicides, about 70% of the deaths are suicides. And this just assumes that if the guns weren't there, the suicides wouldn't be occurring. And that's simply false. I mean, you can go, you know, my book, Gun Control Myths, one of the things I go through is say, look, you can look at places around the world that have banned guns, either all guns or all handguns. If guns were such an essential way for people to go and commit suicide, then you would imagine there should be drops in suicide rates when you know, you ban handguns in a place. And yet you look at it and you're going to look really hard just to find any change in suicides because, you know, the suicide rate essentially remains unchanged when you go and have a gun ban.
So, as far as suicide is concerned, now we don't really, and I know this may be pulling you a little bit out of the wheelhouse here, but do we have any way, our mental health apparatus, does that even deal with that? Besides having hotlines and everything?
Health, people deal with it a lot. I mean, one of the ironies is that the red flag laws that are getting pushed around the country overwhelmingly to deal with suicides, they have taken mental health care professionals out of the process. You have, in a number of states, you have what are called Baker Act or 5150 or other types of similar names for the laws.
Right.
And they have allowed, if you have concern that somebody's a danger to themselves or others, they can be evaluated by a mental health care professional. And then, depending upon the state, it could be 24 hours or 72 hours or whatever. You have to have a hearing. And if the person can't afford a lawyer, one will be provided for them during the hearing. That's the way these things have been handled in the past. What happens now with these red flag laws is a judge only sees the complaint in front of them. There's no mental health care professionals involved. There's no cross-examination or witnesses. And a judge looking only at a piece of paper with the complaint will make a decision to go and take away somebody's guns. And then 2 weeks later or a month later, there can be a hearing. One of the things, though, is that these red flag laws don't provide legal counsel for people. And you're talking about a cost that can be like $10,000 or so. And so a lot of people, I mean, my guess, even somebody like you, you may want to keep your guns, but are you willing to pay $10,000 to go through a process there to hire a lawyer when the worst thing that's going to happen to you is your guns are taken away for some period of time? And you may want to keep your guns, but is it really going to be worth $10,000? And what you find is that overwhelmingly people who are in these red flag processes do not hire lawyers. You know, the traditional laws, the Baker Act type things, the judges has a range of options. So you can go and involuntarily commit you. He can go and say, okay, you promised to go and get voluntary treatment, and we'll follow up with a hearing in 2 weeks or a month or whatever the judge thinks is reasonable, or a week, and we'll evaluate the situation at that point. Or they could take away your guns if that's what the judge wanted to do. In the red flag laws, the only option that the judge has in that case is to go and take away a person's guns. And it's really misleading to think, as we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, to think that somehow if you just take away a person's guns, they're not going to be able to commit suicide.
Gotcha. Yeah. I can see where that would be that way. I myself would probably fight it, but that's most people, I think. I have to agree with you on that one, but in any event, that's... The accidental gun deaths, they continue to go down too, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the most recent year was like 458. I think that was for 2018. For children under age 15, it was like 54. You know, one death is too much. But the earlier work that I had done on accidental gun deaths for children, most of those shots are fired by adult males, usually in their mid to late 20s, who have criminal records, who are drug addicts or alcoholics. And, you know, it's just gun locks or whatever aren't going to stop a 28-year-old male who has a felony record and isn't even legal for him to own guns, isn't going to stop him from getting access to his own guns.
Let me get you hold on there, Doctor. We're coming up on the last break. Crimeresearch.org is the website, the Crime Prevention Research Center. The latest book is Gun Control Myths, talking to Dr. John Lott. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. What do you think of, I'm a little mystified, not in that a bunch of guns are getting sold right now, but you talked about this the other day, the surge in gun sales. I'm just wondering where they're finding them, because when I go looking for a gun, I can't find one anywhere. But it continues to go on and on and on. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I mean, I think there are a couple things that are going on right now. One is, well, several things. One, the coronavirus. We talked about that earlier. Two, the riots and police being ordered to stand down. And three, now people are getting worried about the election. I mean, if Biden wins and the Democrats control the Senate as well as keep the House, and they get rid of the filibuster, you're going to see all sorts of gun control rules going through. They're going to ban the sale of many types of semi-automatic guns. They're going to have licensing and registration put into effect. They're going to do lots of things. They're going to make it costly for people to go and get guns. So if you're going to buy a gun, one can only imagine what sales will be like in November after the election if the Democrats sweep, as the polls indicate right now that they would. I mean, there are questions with some of the polls, and I think the polls exaggerate how well Biden's doing, but he's probably ahead by at least a little bit right now. And that people should be worried because I just hope that we don't have something like in Virginia where people go and demonstrate after the election. You know, you had literally, you know, 100,000, a couple hundred thousand people show up in Richmond
yeah.
to protest the gun control laws. It makes a lot more, if you're worried about it, you got to deal with it before the election rather than after the election. And it doesn't, you know, the Democrats who were in control of Virginia government, they really didn't care too much about what the voter, what the people who were protesting thought, because they lost the election. And so if you're going to put time in, if you're going to put time in to go and go out and protest, it makes a lot more sense for you to put the time in to go and work to make sure your candidate wins before the election.
Yeah. Yeah, I when they had that demonstration at SHOT Show when you and I were at SHOT Show, and I know a few people that went to that, and when they were going, I questioned them. I was like, why are you going now? And because in my mind, when you are going to be that apathetic about it, and you're like, well, okay, we're not going to vote. And I do we even know why the people of Virginia, the 60% of people stayed home? Has that ever been talked about?
I mean, you know, you may have half the eligible voters vote during a presidential election, maybe sometimes a little bit more, sometimes less, but you have traditionally have less. Fewer people going and showing up and voting during off-year elections, which Virginia has its elections on odd years. And, you know, people don't follow the state elections as closely as they do the presidential one. And they don't know the candidates who are running as well, and they don't show up and vote.
And so that's what happened. I mean, I believe you. I just thought that I thought there was some sort of a, you know, I see a bunch of people that will get out there and say, well, I'm not going to vote out of principle.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of things that are going on right now.
Yeah.
You have some people who say, well, it doesn't really matter. We'll fix it in 4 years or whatever. You know, first of all, it's hard for me to find two candidates between Trump and Biden who have a bigger difference in terms of their views on private ownership of guns. Trump has appointed some of the strongest advocates of constitutional rights of any president in my lifetime, for sure, even much significantly better than Reagan on average. And Biden has promised, even just as of a couple weeks ago, promised that he would appoint justices to the Supreme Court and judges to lower courts that would overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions. So, I mean, the Heller and McDonald decisions are ones that basically say, can the government completely ban guns? Can they completely ban an entire category of guns? So if you don't think that matters, that the federal government or the state governments have the power to completely ban guns, I mean, it's hard to think of a more central issue there. And, you know, so there's some people who say, well, we'll just fix this in 4 years. Well, the thing is, if the Democrats win and they get rid of the filibuster, I don't think Republicans are going to win for a while, because Biden's promising that the first piece of legislation that he's going to put up is going to give citizenship to 22 million illegal aliens. He's promising that they're going to go and ban any type of voter IDs for people going and voting. He's promising that they're going to put pressure on states to move to all mail-in ballots, those universal mail-in ballots, with the fraud issues that are associated with it. You know, they want to go and give statehood to Washington, D.C. All the Democrats in the House, or virtually all of them, voted for statehood. If the Democrats get rid of the filibuster, they'll be able to easily pass that between the House and the Senate, that D.C. will give Democrats two more seats. I mean, Democrats get 93 or so percent of the vote every election in D.C. They'll also likely give Puerto Rico statehood. So that will give Democrats four more seats in the Senate. They're talking about packing the Supreme Court. Biden wouldn't even answer the question last week when he was asked about getting rid of the filibuster and packing the Supreme Court. Kamala Harris has refused to answer the question multiple times. That should concern people that they won't answer. They won't tell people that they won't pack the Supreme Court, because if he wins and they add 2 or 4 more justices to the Supreme Court, you're going to have a very solid liberal majority on the court, and they're going to go and overrule the Heller and McDonald decisions. They're going to strike down religious freedom. They're going to go through the Bill of Rights that you care about and free speech. They're going to say hate speech can be banned, you know, and whoever gets to determine what that is going to have a lot of power. So, you know, there's a lot at stake here, and they're not going to be able to fix it in 4 years because the voting rules are going to be changed so that the Republicans aren't going to be winning elections for a long time.
And that's if the conservatives don't riot, Dr. Lott. I know that's not your thing, that's my thing, but I do think there might be a
chance
of that happening.
People often talk about a big game. I don't think it follows through as much, and even if they riot, I don't think, I mean, people, you had all those people showing up in Richmond to protest. There wasn't
right.
a riot. They went there, they peacefully were there, and the politicians basically ignored them and passed all the different types of gun control laws, got rid of voter IDs, and made all sorts of other changes in Virginia, which
yep.
are going to make it so Republicans are never going to win a race again, or at least for a long time in Virginia.
It's reality is sometimes stark. Anyway, you can find Dr. Lott and everything he does at crimeresearch.org. That is the Crime Prevention Research Center. His latest book, Gun Control Myths, where do they find that at, Doc?
I can get that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Of course, he's all over media all the time, and he's here from time to time, and I do appreciate you taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.